Lawmakers heard testimony today on a House bill to bring Keno to New Hampshire bars and restaurants. Sponsors say the electronic game could raise some $8.5 million annually for education, while Governor Maggie Hassan's two-year budget projects $26 million in Keno revenue. NHPR's digital journalist Brian Walston reported on Keno legislation a year ago that measure died in the Senate. He joins us now to give an update on this year's proposal. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Brady.
For those who may not know, remind us exactly what Keno is.
Well, it's really no different than most multi-number lottery games. You pick one or more numbers or spots between 1 and 80, mark your choices on a betting slip, and give it to a clerk, and then a computer generates 20 random numbers and displays them on a video screen, and the more matches you have, the higher the payout.
Last year, the House passed a Keno bill, but it failed in the Senate, and one reason was that the Senate wanted a full-blown casino, as Governor Hassan has called for in the past. Has that equation changed this year?
Well, not at all. Governor Hassan reiterated just today her support for a single casino, and Senator Lou D'Alessandro has introduced once again a bill that calls for two casinos. But it could be, you know, some time before the state sees any revenue from a casino, whereas the Keno could be up and running pretty quickly.
And what about the bill this year? Are there substantial differences between the legislation last year and this new measure?
No, this year's Keno bill is basically the same as last year's. It assumes the Lottery Commission will issue 250 licenses to so-called pouring establishments. These are restaurants with liquor licenses. It estimates sales of almost $44 million a year, and 70% of that will be paid out in prizes, 8% to the license holder, 1% to treat and prevent gambling disorders, and the rest to the state's education trust fund. There is language in this year's bill that gives cities and towns the option to approve or reject Keno through a ballot measure or a warrant article.
Supporters say the best reason to allow Keno in New Hampshire is that a lot of Granite Staters are already playing in Massachusetts.
Well, that's true. Six of the top 10 Keno outlets in Massachusetts are not far from the New Hampshire border. Lottery Commissioner Charlie McIntyre, who was the deputy director of the Massachusetts State Lottery when Keno was introduced down there in 1993, says New Hampshire residents spend $24 million a year on the game.
And on the other hand, then, critics are contending that Massachusetts offers something of a cautionary tale on the lure of expanded gambling.
Well, that's right. Officials there initially tried to restrict Keno to pouring establishments, but the game proved so popular that when the state had a budget crisis, those restrictions were lifted. New versions of the game were introduced, and sales were expanded to every lottery retailer in the state. Today, you can play Keno at 6,000 locations in Massachusetts and bet as much as $1,200 on a single draw.
NHPR's Brian Walston, thanks so much.
Thank you, Brady.
You can read more of Brian's reporting on Keno and proposals to bring Keno to New Hampshire at nhpr.org.